you have a decision to make. Are you going to be one of the silent majority in 2024? If that's your plan, here's one of the consequences of that decision. For the next 4 years, you cannot engage in any banter about what's going on in America politically. No matter what, your opinion until January of 2029 will have no legitimacy. What gives? When George Barna speaks, I listen. George heads the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Here's his latest insight. To quote, his latest research shows that only 51% of all faith voters are likely to vote in November. That means a full 104 million faith voters are unlikely to vote this election, including 41 million born-again Christians, defined by their beliefs regarding sin and salvation, not self-identification. 32 million regular Christian church attenders, and 14 million who attend an evangelical church. Apathy among Christian voters could be a game changer this election, according to Barna. About 2,900 years ago, Israel was in a political crisis. Their then current administration, under King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, had turned their back on God and instead pointed the nation's worship toward the pagan god Baal. Elijah called for a showdown. It was not a debate, but it created a firestorm. It's worth a read from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 16 to 45. It was the spiritual Super Bowl. No surprise who came out the winner. Before the contest, Elijah offered the crowd who had assembled to watch the spectacle a chance to declare their allegiance before things heated up. From verse 21, Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. The Jews would have been eradicated centuries earlier. Anti-Semitism is not a new issue. Had the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob withdrawn his protection of them in keeping with his immutable promises? Israel had cultural Alzheimer's. Their recollection of God's faithfulness had disappeared. Barna says that 100 million plus Christians are likely to mirror Israel's ignorance. But the people said nothing. You have one chance to say something in the next 3 weeks. It's our national show of hands moment. Voters have a voice, and it will be heard through a completed and collected ballot. No vote, no voice. No voice, no effect. You have a chance to be part of the process or intentionally irrelevant. Here's my assent to the BFO. That's the blinding flash of the obvious. Neither of the presidential candidates would qualify to be on the board of your local church. Their claims of connection to a biblical faith have no substantial validity when evaluated without any partisan bias. Each is a political gladiator, out for a win. Neither would embrace the Apostles' Creed above the U.S. Constitution. Based on their personalities, I'd stay home. Based on their policies, my vote matters. When I look through the lens of the governance that would come with their respective administrations, the choice becomes more clear. I cannot stay on the sidelines. All of the candidate choices up and down the ballot matter for our country's future and for my family's health and welfare. My ballot will be submitted long before November 5th. I've had enough of the campaign rhetoric to know what I have to do. How about joining me? Resign from the silent majority and make your voice heard. Vote now or 3 weeks from now and see what God might do. Good Christians are good citizens. To quote Jesus in John 13:17, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them.